When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how a narcissist blames you for how they treat you. How your feelings are your feelings, and your feelings are not the responsibility of the narcissistic person, of the toxic person that you're dealing with. You know, and they'll tell you that, and they will absolutely 100% tell you that. They'll consistently invalidate your feelings, and because you decide to stay with them, if you decide to stay and put up with it, they feel like you are enabling them, and then they feel like you are okay with their behaviors. So that's how they, like, you see that the quick little mental gymnastics that I just did right there. Hey Lee, you're treating me terribly. I hate it. Can you please treat me better? Are you gonna leave me? No, I'm not gonna leave you. I just want you to treat me better. Well, if you're not gonna leave, then that means you're okay with the behaviors, correct? No, I'm not okay with the behaviors. I'm just telling you. So you're not gonna leave? No, I'm not gonna leave. Then okay, you're okay with the behaviors. What? How does that not make sense? You see what I just did right there? If you stay with that narcissistic person, in their minds, in a narcissistic person's mind, in my mind, that's how my mind works too, you're okay with the behavior. Because if you're not, make it make sense why you're here. So in essence, they blame you for being here, because if you wasn't here, I couldn't treat you like this, could I? If I was treating you so badly, why don't you just leave? That's a statement of the decade from the narcissist. If I'm treating you so badly, why don't you just leave? Because if I was getting treated as bad as you say you're getting treated, there's no way in hell I would stay around here and deal with that. And that's how narcissistic people feel. They feel like, wow, if you're getting treated so badly, you can bounce, get out of here, leave. But if you decide to stay, they will blame you for staying. I know it seems like rocket science sometimes, but yeah, I promise you, it's not rocket science. It's absolutely not. It's as simplistic as that right there. That statement right there. If I'm treating you so badly, why don't you just get the hell out of here? Because, or you lying. They would call you a liar. I'm treating you bad, but you stay. Make that make sense. That don't make sense. How does it make sense? How does it make sense that you stay? What you allow is what will continue. You know what I mean? I talk to people literally every single solitary day, y'all. And trying to help them, you know, heal from narcissistic abuse, work past narcissists and things like that. And I tell this to people all the time. They blame you for how they treat you. They do. They absolutely do. They will, in their minds, it's your fault for you because you stay. They don't care about love. They don't, I stay because I love you. Okay, cool. I love you, but I would leave your ass if you treated me badly. That's how they feel. Yeah, they will blame you for the way that they're treating you. The longer you stay, the worse it gets, because they pile onto it. They add layers and layers and levels. Let me see what else I can get away with. Oh, you forgave me for that? You didn't leave me after I did this? Wow. Let me see what else I can get away with. Let me see what else I can pile on and disconnect for, and things like that. Let me see what I can do right here. Because so many people get caught up in these situations that's how it goes, y'all. They will blame you. You will see, they will tell you to your face. This is not some more covert narcissist. The covert narcissist, the people are going to be more passive aggressive. But the active aggressive malignant ones, the overt narcissist, the people, they'll tell you to your face. If you stay here, this is how it's going to be. And if you choose to say, I'm staying because I love you, I just want you to change. Or you want me to change? Wow, I'm not good enough for you in my current state. They're going to gaslight you. They're going to manipulate you. And they're going to absolutely blame you. Because does it make sense? I'm trying to make, hopefully that makes sense. Because the logical thinking of a narcissistic brain, I know it can be very illogical to the person who doesn't think this way. But the logical thinking says that, hey, if I am treating you badly, you should leave. Are you going to leave me? Press yes or no. no, then the other thing must be true. If you check the box no or you click no, then it automatically makes the other part true. You understand? Like if you say, no, I'm not going to leave, then that means the treatment is not that bad, right? So now, because you've acknowledged it, now that becomes the bottom layer of that becomes the new baseline of the relationship. This bad treatment is going to get, I tell people, it's going to get progressively worse. It just is. Unless that person goes to some intense psychotherapy for the rest of their life, this is not a once or twice type thing, y'all. Dealing with narcissistic abuse or narcissistic behaviors or traits or being the actual narcissistic person, this is forever. I need to put that in perspective for y'all. This is forever. It doesn't go away. It doesn't get treated. You don't get treated better. This is it. This is it. This is the rest of your life. Look at the last 6 months to a year of your life with this person. Now spread that out over the rest of your life. The last 6 months of treatment, the last 3 months of how you being treated, spread that out over the rest of your life. Yeah, there are going to be some good times, y'all. That's why it works. There are going to be some good times. It's not going to be 100% bad, because if it was 100% bad with no light at the end of the tunnel, most people would get the hell out of there if it was 100% bad. But the good times keep you there. Manipulation does not work without a handful of good times. Shout out to Matt Pfeiffer coaching for that line. Every time I use that line, I got to shout him out, because it was a spectacular line right there. Yes, Matt Pfeiffer coaching on all platforms. He said that. But it doesn't. They have to give you some good times to bank on. That's exactly what I call it. The narcissistic bank. Because they have to bank. They have to give you good times to hold on to remember. You have to have something to fall back on, right? You have to have something to fall back on. So every time I treat you badly, you can have a memory that I treated you good before. It's not all bad. And that's what you can tell your friends. That's what you can tell your family. It hasn't always been this bad. It got progressively worse over the last X amount of years, X amount of months since some kind of event happened. And it's always going. Yeah, I'm just telling you. I know people going, I already know what you're going to say. You're going to say, Lee, but look at you. Look at the changes that you've made. Look at the stuff you've done in your life. Yes, this is the stuff that I've done in my life for me. This is how I live. Me, me, me. You see how selfish that sounds? Like me, 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 me. This is how I've been living my life, y'all. And I want to bring clarity and peace to people that you understand. Like, this is it right here. This is absolutely going to be your life for the rest of it right here. If you decide to stay with that narcissistic person, buckle up. Let's talk about it, because this is the life. This is the life you're going to live. I know people don't want to hear that, but like, that's the absolute truth. It really is. So I have to tell people that all the time. Like, look, this is your life. This is how you're going to live it. This is how it's going to be performed. And this is it right here. So you have to decide, what do you want? What do you really want out of your life? What do you really want? You know what I mean? I ask people all the time, what do you want? What are you looking for? You know, is it realistic with this person? Ask yourself, is it realistic? Based on the last 3 to 6 months of your life with this person, is what you're expecting from this person realistic? We've been together for 10 years and it's gotten worse, but you know what? Next year is going to get better. How does that make sense? How does that make sense? And as a narcissistic person, the longer you stay, the more that you are okay with how they are treating you. They're going to blame you for how they treat you. They're going to blame you for how they treat you. Oh, you stay? Then you're okay with it, right? No, you're not okay with it? Then leave. I don't want to leave. Then you're okay with it. You see, I had to write back on it. They'll blame you for how they treat you. And now that you brought up the treatment and how you feel, it's going to get worse now. They're going to harp on that. Now, because you brought it up and you pointed it out and you brought some shame to them, some shame, S-H-A-M-E, they're going to punish you for that. Every time you bring shame into the life of a narcissist, they're going to punish you for it and make you feel it. You bring shame to me, they're going to bring shame to you. That's literally the mindset right there, y'all. So that's why I be wanting people to stay strong and empower themselves, because that's it. That's what it is, y'all. You know what I mean? That's what it is. I want people, the strongest people possible. If you're in a moment of weakness, power up. Oh, goodness, it sounds like I'm about to start crying. Power up and get through. Power up and get through it, y'all. You could, because you can do it. You can do it, but I can say that to I'm blue in the face, and I'm a black man. But you have to want to do it. You have to want to get better. I can tell you that you deserve better, but if you don't go out there and try to get better, then again, it's going to be on you. You know what I mean? You are the master of your destiny. You really, really, truly are. I tell that to people all the time. You are absolutely the master of your destiny. You are in control. You are powerful. But you have to be strong, because the longer you stay with this person, the more that you are saying into that narcissistic person, in their minds, that you are okay with how they are treating you. Remember? That's the mindset of the narcissistic person right there, y'all. The longer you stay, the worse it gets. I promise you. It doesn't get better. There's no bright and shining light on the horizon with a narcissistic person, because they don't change like that. I promise. But anyways, y'all, let me hop off this thing. I got a 101 here right now that's just logged into the Zoom room. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Live in-person meetup coming, Virginia Beach, Virginia, June 12th at COVA, C-O-V-A. Thank y'all for tuning in. Mental illness is out. Peace. Boom, boom.